There you are, noisy little thing. Are you lost? Stupid humans. Always poking where you don't belong. Aren't you going to swim away? I'm getting closer. Engine trouble, perhaps? Or did you think you could hide from me if I couldn't hear you? I can feel you. The batteries. It's like a tingling in my nose. That's how I track the schools. Know where they're going before they even get there. I lay down in the silt. I wait for them to come to me. Wait for them to see my lure. And then I... Dude, I'm trying to have a conversation here. Could you chill out a little? I'm not gonna... Ugh. Did you think I was going to eat you? Gross, dude. That's like... not cannibalism, but... like, close enough. Holy manatees, you really thought I was gonna rip your submarine to shreds, didn't you? Somebody's been watching too many monster movies. Don't worry, dude. I'll help you out. I can pull you to my workshop. Ah, so that's how it is. There you are, wondering how there could be giant anglerfish people at the bottom of the ocean. And why they speak English. Typical humans. Do you have any idea how much crap you drop over my hunting grounds? Every month there's a new bit of shipwreck I have to clear away. It disturbs the tube worms if you don't lay it out just right. And you want to guess how much of that junk is stamped with your English letters? A lot. And I'm not giant. I'm normal size for an angler girl. It's not my fault your entire species is tiny, men and women alike. Look at you. You're barely the size of my hand. You should adjust your expectations. Things are different down here. But not different bad, just different. Ugh, so many questions. I already told you. I'm taking you to my workshop. It's a cavern I filled with air bubbles. It'll be a lot easier to fix your ship there. Besides, I thought you might want to stretch your legs. That's rich. You don't think I can fix your ship? Have you ever made an air pocket 4,000 meters under the surface of the sea? I thought not. It's difficult. Very, very difficult. Do you know why someone would do that? Not for fun, I'll tell you that much. You make an air pocket because you need to keep something dry. And dry is basically useless, except for things from the surface. Now, what could I possibly be doing with an air pocket then? Books, you twerp. Books make it to the bottom of the ocean in airtight containers. Not many, but... I can also trade with the eel people. They like to scavenge in shallow water, and I do a lot of reading. Boat stuff, mostly. I have to use tweezers to turn the pages. Home sweet home. The algae should give you plenty of O2, so long as you don't try to move in permanently. And the photoluminescent is a nice touch. You humans are so picky about what you can see. I'm sorry. I just had the weirdest feeling of vertigo. It's probably just the oxygen getting to my head. I don't know how you humans do it. Don't you get lightheaded all the time? Never mind. It looks like you got some crap stuck in your screws. Easy fix. Your screws, dude. Planes have propellers. Boats have screws. What kind of sailor are you? I see. Well, I guess you found me. Big whoop, go take your pictures or whatever. Why do you keep staring at me? Of course I've got a name. Not that you could pronounce my given name. But I picked another one. A human one. It's Aphrodite. What's so funny? Don't laugh at my name. I'll show you. She must have been a talented inventor to have such a gigantic ship named after her. And one day, I'm going to be an even greater shipwright. I'm going to go up to the surface and show everybody what I've been working on. And they're all going to say, this Aphrodite is greater than even her namesake. I saw it written on a hull. A love goddess. Why in the seven seas would you name a beautiful, powerful ship after a love goddess? Aphrodite. No wonder. I thought all the eels were just teasing me for no reason. A love goddess. Great and terrible indeed. Ah, now there's your problem. Next time you see something that isn't water, don't run your submarine into it. I'm pretty sure you just need a good cleaning and you'll be on your way. Oh, that's actually a good question. I guess I've always been interested in boats. Ever since I was little. Well, you-sized. I'd go swimming around in the wreckage of the Aphrodite. I mean, the Aphrodite. There were these little caves with weird stuff for them. And one day, I found a compartment that still had air in it. It all sort of clicked that they were these floating little caves for humans. And I just thought that was the coolest thing. And when I got too big to slip into the hulls, I got really into submarine spotting. There's a bunch of them with regular schedules, and I decided I wanted to build my own. Maybe it won't be that great. I'm not entirely sure how humans build their boats. I think something called wood is somehow involved. But I'm going to do it. Really? Pipsqueak like you believes in me? Fine. I believe in you too. Good luck with your science. I think it's actually pretty cool that you're tracking down monsters to talk to. A lot of monsters probably just need someone to talk to. Not me. Gosh, it's not like I'm asking you to interview me, unless it would help with your research, then. I've never been, you know, interviewed. Nobody ever really cared. Oh, stop that. Don't awe me. Anglers are solitary. We're meant to be alone. Sharing means having less. And having more resentment. More conflict. That's why you humans are always sinking each other's ships. You're packed so close together your brains get scrambled. Better to be alone. So nobody can hurt you. Go on. I dare you to say something. I will not be pitied by someone who would be stuck at the bottom of the ocean if not for me. I know. I know. I know you're not trying to rub me the wrong way. You're very charming. I'm just a little sensitive about the whole alone thing. I am alone. And I'm not sad about it. Except lately I've been meaning to find a mate. A fuck buddy, okay? Jeez, can't a girl get a little thirsty? And the eel people don't see me as a woman, and I am. I have needs, and I'm lovable. There's somebody for everybody, right? It's hard when nobody is like you, or even just likes you. What do you mean? Humans are good, I guess. You're easy on the eyes, even though you don't have a lure. How would you even... I mean, without an angler, what would you even suck on? Don't you know anything? The lure is really sensitive. It has to be. We need lightning-fast reflexes when something approaches it. And not just sensitive, pleasurable. It's a sign of affection, okay? Intimacy, comfort. I knew you wouldn't understand. I am not nervous. I'd be open to experiment with you if you wanted me, if you could want me. Do I just put you in my hand and lift you up? You're a brave little explorer, aren't you? Well, it's nice to get a good look at you. It might be for the best if you don't examine my mouth too closely. Even my needled teeth are as thick as your wrists. What's a disco ball? Sounds pretty. Are you sure it reminds you of my lure? Alluring. It's a pretty good pun. I haven't heard it before. Yeah, you can touch it. Nothing. It's just... your hands are so small. It kind of... like it... tickles, only I don't like being tickled. I do like this, though. This is more gooey. It's really hard not to nom on something. Usually two anglers would be attending to each other at the same time. Especially when you do the little circles thing. Oh, like that. Oh, gosh. I might have to suck on my fingers. Sure, you can take your clothes off. Can you do it with one hand, though? Oh, you're gonna make me squirm if you completely stop. Oh, it's very addictive to have your lure played with. It builds up. And I can't stop smiling, and oh, I see what you're doing. Maybe I could suck on you between your legs. If you like that, then just scoot down. Get as close to my lips as you like. Are you impressed by how long my tongue is? It's my turn with you. Not so tough now, are you? Looks like you've got plenty of sensitive spots. Like there was any chance I'd let you get the better of me. You like it when I lick you slowly with my big tongue, don't you? Don't worry about that. You're not going to slip. Keep rubbing my lure and... what was that? Did you kiss my lure? Oh, my. Your lips are so soft. Again, please. And again. And again. A little higher. And with tongue, you little devilfish. That's the spot. Oh, size. Size is not everything, it seems. Oh, that little mouth of yours packs a punch, human. You must be very successful with your research. And with the ladies, when you bury your face into them and make them squeal and moan and... You're okay, right? You're just in my gullet. It's my stomach before my stomach, okay? It's a totally natural reaction. Angler girls do it all the time in case we want to save our mate for later. Continued intimacy. Angler culture has some problematic elements, dude. It is what it is. But it's okay. I can let you out, just not in the air pocket. Do you have a wetsuit? Whatever. If you didn't want to get swallowed, you shouldn't be such a snack. Just sit tight, okay? Try and enjoy it, if you can. Think of it as a sign of affection. Like, advanced hand-holding. It's kind of nice having you inside me, next to my heart. You're not in any danger. It might be the safest place in the world. Or at least, as long as I keep talking and you get plenty of air. Besides, I've kind of got this afterglow thing going on right now. Yeah. You got me good. I've never been with such an expert. Trust me, those little hands are gonna make some angler girl very happy. Or just me happy, you know? All right, enough mushy talk. You're lucky I have to keep talking. I'd swear I'd never be this open with you. I'm going to finish fixing your submarine. Do you think maybe we could talk about... Hey, did you fall asleep? That's okay. I'm glad you took me at my word about being cozy and safe in there. You are. You're a very interesting human. I didn't know what to expect, but I was happy to meet you and eat you. I'll be sad to see you go. Not that I'd say this to your stupid face, but I'm hoping you'll come back. Maybe we could go to the beach together. I have this stupid dream that if I made something really beautiful, like a beautiful ship, I could visit the humans and they wouldn't be afraid. But if there was one person, just one person who gave me a chance, scary teeth and all, then maybe it wouldn't be so bad, and I wouldn't need anything special. I just need to be me. Being yourself seems to be working out pretty well for you. Rise and shine, sleepyhead. I think you were starting to nod off in there. I told you I'd get you out. Now, go on. Your submarine battery won't last forever. See you soon, I hope.